This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, September 28. One is the number. John 17, 20 and 21. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Psalm 133 expresses a beautiful but often disappointed hope. It says, "How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity." If only. Truth is, many of us struggle even to hold our families together. Old Testament Israel was the same way. There were 12 tribes who made up one family, but they fell apart and never came back together. The hope of the psalm crumbled. When Jesus gathers the church, he prays that we will be one people, one family. Someday, his prayer will be fulfilled when the people of God become a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language. But for now, the church is broken. The prayer is unfulfilled. Yet there are signs of hope, flashes of beauty. I'm the pastor of an unusual church in West Michigan. Our members live in two different worlds. Many are convicted felons. They live behind the walls and fences of several state prisons. But many other members live on the outside, in the ordinary world. Every week, we gather together as one church. We pray, we study, we worship, we visit, we share stories, because we belong to Jesus together, and we love each other. Jesus brings our church together. He may bring your family together, too. Ask him.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.